This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Major counter-terrorist actions were underway yesterday from Europe to Central Asia to the Far East. In London, police arrested 8 suspects and seized 0.5 ton of ammonium nitrate, a chemical compound that can be mixed with fuel oil to make explosives. Authorities in the Philippines say they prevented a series of attacks on shopping malls and train stations. And in the Central Asian nation of Uzbekistan, a third day of clashes with alleged terrorists left more than 20 dead. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The operation in London was described by police sources as the biggest counter-terrorism raid in recent years. In 24 separate actions yesterday at dawn, utilizing officers from 5 local police forces and the British security services, 8 men were arrested and more than 0.5 ton of ammonium nitrate fertilizer was seized. All the men were said to be British subjects of Pakistani background between the ages of 17 and 32. The fertilizer chemicals seized are believed to be similar to those that were used in a car bombing on the Indonesian island of Bali in 2002. Peter Clark, head of Britain's anti-terrorism police, said yesterday an ongoing investigation was focusing on whether a bombing was being planned, and if so, against what targets.
Today's operation, which involved some 700 officers in total, is part of continuing and extensive inquiries by police and the security service into alleged international terrorist activity. And I must stress that the threat from terrorism remains very real. The public must remain watchful and alert.
British authorities were not connecting the arrests yesterday to this month's devastating series of bombings in Madrid, which left nearly 200 dead, nor has any link been made to Irish Republican terrorism. The counterterrorism operation in the Philippines took place over the course of last week and resulted in the seizure of 4 men and 80 pounds of explosives. Philippine President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo went on nationwide television on Tuesday to announce the arrests.
We have preempted a Madrid-level attack on the metropolis by capturing an explosive cachet of 80 pounds TNT. This is intended to be used for bombing malls and trains in Metro Manila.
Philippine authorities said the men who were arrested were members of Abu Sayyaf, a terrorist group that has carried out bombings and kidnappings and wants to establish an Islamic Republic in the southern Philippines. U.S. Special Forces have been training the Philippine Army in the area in counter-terrorism operations. One of those arrested is believed to have beheaded an American taken hostage by the group 3 years ago. He is also said to have planted a bomb in Zamboanga in the southern Philippines that killed a U.S. soldier in 2002. One of the suspects was seized with about 0.5 the explosives, according to Philippines Defense Secretary Eduardo Ermita.
It is very significant that the rest of the explosives, about 36 pounds, were taken from one of them together with other paraphernalia in making improvised explosive devices. We are glad that from the revelation of one of them, the entire cell had been, accounted for and busted.
Ermita said all the suspects had trained with Jamaa Islamiya, a terrorist organization active throughout Southeast Asia with strong ties to Al-Qaeda. Just what is going on in Uzbekistan is not so clear. Uzbek police and military forces clashed with alleged terrorists on the outskirts of Tashkent, the Uzbek capital, yesterday, leaving at least 23 dead. It was the third straight day of clashes. Earlier, 19 people were killed in the central region of Bukhara. Tuesday's clashes lasted for 5 hours. The Interior Ministry announced that 20 militants had been killed along with 3 police officers. The militants were said to have died when they detonated explosives strapped to their bodies as police tried to arrest them. Among the dead were 5 women, one of whom was also said to be a suicide bomber. Uzbekistan's President Islam Karimov blamed Islamic extremists for the attacks. The U.S. has named the Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan as a terrorist organization with links to Al-Qaeda, but there was not an immediate claim in Uzbekistan that the IMU was responsible for these clashes. Mike Schuster, NPR News.